This is a meditation for recommitting to your higher conscious decision of being in this experience as spiritual in human form, as etheric in human form. So take a deep breath. And as you breathe, first, focus on your heart center, your divine flame within your heart, the space where everything in all dimensions, the earth and the etheric realms, where everything and anything connects through your heart, so you feel connected, supported, loved. And you feel a connection to your own self. And in this connection, you can feel completely aligned and safe. Before you came into this incarnation, you made a choice from a higher conscious level to come into your life at the time that you did, when astrologically everything was in a particular alignment in support of who you are, and what you're here for, and what you're here to learn. So all the stars and the planets and everything from beyond the beyond were in alignment along with the earth. And you chose from a higher level with your parents to come in through your particular family unit, through your particular parents, with all your siblings and people in your extended family, as well as your family in itself. To be on the earth in your particular body as male or female. So you chose this as you went to the councils and talked this over. And as you decided, you came here to be on this planet at the time when all these changes are taking place, especially at this time on the planet, where there's a shift that is about to happen or has been happening all along, but is going to accelerate now to come into much greater levels of consciousness. So you are here because you made a choice to be here. But part of your consciousness, when coming through that birth canal, may have had some doubts, or when you came through and into your life, had some perceptions, belief systems, thought forms, things that were impressed upon you, or because of situations in your life that your whole life is being colored through, that filter. You may have chosen, even while choosing to be here, that somehow this choice was not a good one, a right one, or a safe one, and somehow it's not comfortable for you, or maybe you made the wrong choice. So part of you has been keeping one foot in and one foot out, always ready to be on guard for the possibility that you might need to go or leave. So if you have any of that going on within you, which most people do, it's time now to recommit so that you can get the fullness out of life, you can tangibly create what you desire and even feel your desires in your body. Without being fully present within your body, you won't be able to feel. Many people have gone through not being able to feel, or taught that their feelings were not counted, or they don't feel that they have the right or the entitlement to be here, or they feel unloved, they feel lack of self-worth, or they feel confused, fearful, and just not quite sure who they are in relation to everything or why they are here. So take a few deep breaths and close your eyes and really allow yourselves to make sure that heart is open. Because it's the only way that you can heal the wounds that you've brought in with you from all different times, lifetimes, experiences on the earth or beyond. any thought forms, perceptions, belief systems, anything that's been passed down through the generations and ancestries. In order for you to heal these wounds that keep you in a perception of limitation or fear or confusion or whatever comes up for you, this is a time now to know that your heart must be maintained open. That's the fifth dimensional reality. As the heart begins to open more, as we expand through the work that we've been doing and anchored into the earth heart, the heart of the earth, the heart of the Mother Earth, we're supported by the ancestors of the earth. So breathe and expand your heart and go into that place so deep in your heart, that flame of light that emanates from your being, of your own divine presence, where that is the placement, that is the spot where everything from all dimensions connects to you, all the helpers, all the support systems, all the ascended masters and the masters, all the angels and the celestial beings and the archangels, and all of your support systems from the etheric realms, as well as the ancients and the voidal mothers, the mothers of the void, and the earth mother herself, and all the energies that live in the earth that are also some of those star system energies, some of those councils, some of those celestial beings and angelics, so that you can finally feel support no matter where you are, whether you're in physical form or etheric form, whether you're in this particular body that you've chosen, or again, in spirit. So take a few deep breaths and go back to the heart and expand your heart in all directions. Make sure to expand your heart in 6 feet in all directions. Going forward, backward, meaning in front of you, behind you, below you, above you, and in all directions round. So you begin to expand your pillar of light as if your channel or your conduit or who you are has more space to be in, and expand yourself through your heart, from your heart, down through your chakras, right below your heart, down through your body, going down and deep all the way into where your knees are. And as you breathe down, breathe all the way down into right below your feet, your earth star chakra. And then down through all the rest of your chakras that go down into the core of the earth, where the heart of Mother Earth holds a space for you of pure love. And her gravity helps you to anchor in. And then her energy of her breath, her love of her breath, moves up, earth breath, moving up through all your lower chakras in the earth, connecting you to the ancestors and caretakers of the earth to help you to know that you are one of them and have been here before. And as you breathe the energy up all the way through the earth, again to that earth star chakra right below your feet, and then up through your feet, there are chakras in your feet that open up and receive the energy of the earth and your connection, as if you're reconnecting back to your intention, your higher intention to be here. You're recommitting to feel the connection and allow for it. And as you breathe it in, it comes up through your legs, back to your knees again. That's a linking point of your body into the earth. And then up to the base of your spine, expanding and opening and clarifying that area up into your sacral, right below your navel, all the way through back to front and side to side. And then up above your navel to the Hara chakra. That's the connector between your creative chakra, right below your navel, and your identity chakra, which we're bringing it up now into your solar plexus, right below your ribcage. And breathe. And as you breathe, bring it back up into your heart. and feel the expansion of your whole being so that you maintain this 6-foot pillar of light that you are. And down again through your body and all the way through to the core of the earth. And then back up as you breathe in, you breathe it all the way up. So you're cleansing and purifying all the chakras that connect to the earth within you and deeper below you. So that whole sort of pipeline, if you will, is a way for you to open up that space to really anchor yourself in. So make a choice to be anchored into the earth now. So your feet are on the ground so you can take steps in your life, take a stand for yourself, not to fight or survive, but just to be. And as you breathe, breathe the energy now from your heart upward through all the upper chakras. And above your head, there is another star chakra. And then from there, all the way upward, all the way through the suns and the moons of all time, all space, into the greater central sun and the greater central moons, and all the way into the great, great central sun and moons and beyond. And then feel as that energy is connecting, as you're connecting to that energy, there's all the guides and the masters and all the councils are all surrounding you and being there for you. So you still feel the connection to where you've come from to be here simultaneously. And feel all that energy as they breathe into you, coming down through your entire being of this wide open pillar of light, 6 feet wide all around, bringing that all the way down into your heart, and then bringing that all the way down into the earth through all of your chakras, and then feel the energy of the earth breathing back up through you. And as she breathes through you, you feel everything connecting through the heart, and you feel your space of who you are expanded. And you maintain this sense of being open through the heart, through every part of your being. Dashiana la karavarateka. We speak to your channel. We speak to that part of you that is your pillar of light, so that you can maintain this pillar expanded and feel the connection through your heart to everything that exists while still being in physical form, but you are spirit first in physical form, with a choice that you made to be here, to be part of the changes taking place on the planet in this cycle of energy of time. And you're connected to the grid of everything that exists on all planes. And as you allow yourself to grow and expand and to live fully and participate and be, as you recommit to know that your choice here, to be here, was a good one, right one, and a safe one, you can trust again. And you can just be. And you can tangibly create based on your feelings and desires and passions and know what they are. So give yourselves permission to know what your desires and passions are, no matter if anyone paid attention to that within you or not. Give it back to yourself now. And as you breathe, focus deeply into your energy connecting from your heart into the earth, through all your chakras in your body and down into the earth. And as you open up that gateway down into the earth, make a choice to heal any wounds that you may have experienced through all time and space, through all dimensions, and ask and call upon the ancestors of the earth to support you in helping you to clear your own ancestral connections in relation to the earth, so that the wounds that you have that keep you from fully being present here on this plane, on the earth plane, so those particular thought forms or perceptions or traumas, you may have made all different decisions based on what you thought you had to in order to keep you or others safe, but they may not have been for the highest good. So you're clearing all the wounds, just making a choice to be cleared through your breath and through your intentions and through these sounds. so that you can more fully be present to experience the fullness of being here on this plane of the earth, to receive and be received. And take a deep breath. And as you breathe, make a choice that those wounds can now be cleared so that you can fully be present. Lashana rumbala dokurulavashelavlaraturu levero karamahado levelero shu tavlaramararu aru hirere marero shu everashika leleva emere kalavare ke amaru magesa imere hire kushimpere. And breathe and go deeper into the core of the earth, going down through the middle earth into the inner earth. And as you go deeper, you find yourself in a sacred space or a sacred temple. And in that space, all the ancestors of the earth gather around you in support. And the Earth Mother is there at the very deepest place, holding a space for you with her maternal energy, her pureness of love, her pureness of support, her pureness of giving to you everything that you need to be able to feel safe and secure on this earth and in your body, as spirit, as your divine presence, your God presence in physical form. Do shoma lav latare zikare risa la rotuba om mare hiaru kuru evirariru shampa kur mare hiariariari kurimha levariru do shoma nae. And breathe. And as you breathe, you find a place in this temple, a particular place for you to go and sit. That's your specific place that's been waiting for you. It's your seat. And it's been empty, waiting for you to sit there. And as you now are finding that space, you're just being guided to where it needs to be. And if you have any confusion around this, just ask the ancestors to show you where it is. And as you find that seat, it's the perfect seat for you. It's at the perfect height, the perfect shape, the perfect way for you to be as comfortable as possible. And as you sit in this chair, it's as if you're sitting in a chair that's energized. And it's set up for downloads of information and energy and transmissions from above and from below and from behind and from in front of you and from all directions. So as you were expanding your channel from your heart in six feet across all around, it's as if your own energy, by sitting in this chair, gets to be maintained in that openness, not against your will, but to help you to feel more of your divine presence. And as you breathe, all the support systems, all the masters, are helping you. They're helping you and cleansing and purifying your system, and helping you to know the deepest wound within you that keeps you from allowing yourself to fully commit to your life. So allow that to be shown to you. as if you can now know what that is. And it may come to you in many different ways. You might feel it, you may see it, you may get a sense of something, it may be a picture, it may just be a word. It just may be a knowing. Just sit and allow yourself to experience whatever you've come into this temple. It's a sacred temple for you to heal. And give yourselves permission. Give all parts of your being permission to integrate through this healing so you feel more present and cleanse and purify whatever is keeping you separate from yourself or separate from your own desire to be here, or keeping you in your perception of limitation or confusion or fear, lack of trust. Whatever it might be, forgiveness, acceptance, letting something go, and just be in that space and know that you're in this comfort space, a comfort zone, by being in this sacred temple and this chair that's been waiting for you with all your guides and support systems from within the earth to help you to realign any parts of yourself that have gotten stuck or hidden or confused or separated from you. So it's as if you're being rejuvenated, reintegrated, reconnected through being in this space and hearing these sounds. The sounds go through all the filaments in your whole being. They clear the miasms or clogs or thought forms or perceptions or belief systems or traumas that have affected you in really feeling safe, in fully, really being present, completely committing to this choice you made to be here. And take a deep breath and listen to these sounds, and all you have to do is be and allow for yourself to be supported through sound. Make a conscious effort to keep your channel open so that every part of you is being infused with this golden vibration of Christed frequency, the consciousness of your divine presence within earth experience. Dayamanera basheleka de tumararo tu shumavra talate embelele kudu shumbalele kururumbarum delele kurumbarumbayeya dumba shararakatare dembelele kudu shamaru. Speaking to the deepest wound that keeps you from allowing yourself to be fully present, manifesting everything you desire, receiving and being received on this earth. Dumma dum she shin shin shim shai shinikutumbare kuru to shalavrate kira kumatikala made shininimashed love lag 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 lag. Feel the energy of Mother Earth holding a space for you, while feeling the energy of Father Earth holding a space for you, so that you get the maternal and the paternal energies of the earth in support of you, the male and female aspects of the earth herself. Doro shente rumare him yere koshante tikara shine de shine che shimpya shim je jim jagade shine be she ba le le do do shin do do shim ba she 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 Zazinga zazinga zinga zing zizize zaze jujuni jishe shisho shashini shashene katuni se zaka she 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 zumbaru rareta zumbaru rareta. Feel as if you're sitting in this temple in that chair, as if these transmissions of light are moving through your system, helping to transmute anything that needs to be shifted easily and gently and quickly. And we call on Saint Germain to bring his violet flame through your whole being, as if he's washing your system with violet rays. And as he washes your system internally, he washes your system in your whole field. And you're being cleansed and purified and infused with this violet flame that calms down your system, that calms down your nervous system, helps you to feel safe again, helps you to feel clarified again, helps you to feel that your original choice that you made, you can trust, was good, right, safe, and that you will be supported in everything that you are. And as the male and female aspects of the earth, of the mother-father realm of the earth, are holding you, they are awakening that internal maternal and paternal parts of yourself to your own inner child, so that if you have gone through anything in this life or others where your inner child has been, or infants have been penalized or hurt or abused or molested or just not paid attention to in the way that you had the right to be supported and nurtured and taken care of, that now these energies of the earth, the mother, the father of the earth, those aspects of earth mother, are here in support and activating in you your own inner maternal and paternal aspects of self. And any parts of your body or being that has left or has been hidden or has moved aside that have to do with your own inner maternal and paternal energies to that inner child within. We call upon those parts. We heal those parts. We heal the wounds of those aspects of yourself that have kept themselves from yourself for fear of what they may have done or didn't do or whatever came up for them, where they feel less entitled or worthy of love and support and nurturing. So we speak to those aspects that have been hidden or kept away from you or moved away from you or isolated themselves in hiding. Tarika, 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 tarishere palakareniti, sito shunu tayare, dundu tunare re shayare. Bringing all those parts back into your being, into your pillar. Zamba lareka, welcome them back, call them back in. Zaika shalakinia, nutu shenikala, imsa, imsa, sokotareke. Om Araya Maru Aramaru Evere Kuda elevajo amahari herakoria ombaharo jevere kulale mando ombaro kavaru o mia levedo Eleia nobaú. And feel the energies of the earth, the ancestors and caretakers of the earth, holding you in grace, caretaking you at the same time with the energy of Mother Earth and the Father aspect as well. And feel that being infused into yourself to awaken those parts of yourself and the parts within you, a part of your own aspects of your own being that have moved aside, to bring them back. These are also parts of your male and female energy, but right now we're talking about the aspects that are the maternal and paternal parts of yourself, taking care of you as an adult to that inner part of you. So that you feel that you are nurtured again, so that you feel that when you came in, that all those perceptions, belief systems, thought forms, experiences that have kept you from really fully committing to your life and really allowing for you to now have all the open-endedness of things in your life to finally be completed, settled now, brought into full manifestation. Breathe, Dajonon Yaro, Shane Kishine Baramba Shafjas Grakentara, Detero Shanaro Shanumaru, Mangosh Kararete. Give yourself permission to have a relationship with the earth and have the earth have a relationship with you, a partnership in that relationship, not just the relationship. So you can partner with the earth and let the earth support you and you support the earth. And together you manifest in physical, tangible form what you desire. And you feel your desires to begin with, because your desires come through your physical body, through your heart center, the open heart. And you're supported from all the etheric realms as much as the earth realms in everything that you desire. But desire comes from the physical part of your being. So you have to allow yourself to know it's safe to be here, to be physical, to be worthy of being here. Om nahare re ko ivala nare le. Feel the grace as a gift when you're in this chair, in this temple, as if you're being given the grace of the energy of the earth, which is the flow being in sync. So things can be easier now for you. And you don't have to be in survival. You can just live. And all the illusions that have affected your past and pasts and up until this point now come back to for you to see the truth, to know that even with everything that you've experienced, that you still are deserving. You still get to be here, and life can change for you now as you consciously are focusing on making those changes and healing those wounds. Know that you will be supported continuously now as you've made this choice to go into that temple, and you can go back to that temple if you'd like, and each time you go there, you'll go deeper. And just allow yourself to be given this gift of grace as if it's an energy that just flows through you, as if you're having a transmission of pure grace or love, an all-inclusiveness. So you're included and recognized, and you learn to recognize yourself and include yourself and see yourself and experience yourself, you in relation to the whole of everything. And the connectedness of all the parts of you that may have moved aside through past experiences to protect yourself or to protect someone else. You now can bring yourself back into the 6-foot pillar of light that you are, that extends from the earth and from your heart, connecting a bridge from your heart all the way down into the heart of the earth, and a bridge from your heart all the way through all the higher dimensions. And in that, your pillar of 6 feet around, which can grow even bigger, but it needs to be stabilized, and it needs to be integrated, and it needs to be grounded, so that you can feel your connection to everything, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you create in your life. So take a few deep breaths. And again, feel the energy from the earth all the way up through your heart and all the way up out into the universe and back to your heart. And from your heart, feel the energy connecting to everything and in an expanded way. And give yourself permission to come back into this body now, remembering that experience as if you're being carried on a wave of light that's connected right into your heart. So that bridge of light from that point of that temple and that seat, your particular seat for transmutation and healing, you're carried on that wave of light right back into your heart. And from that heart space, in that openness, you feel connected to every realm simultaneously, and they're all in support of the fullness of who you are. Recognize yourself, feel a sense of being at peace, and feel a sense of accomplishment because you are doing the inner work. Acknowledge yourself. Know that as you do at least 10% of the work, all the other beings can assist you with 90%, but you have to do your inner work. They can't do it all for you. Take a few deep breaths. Feel more at peace, more filled and fulfilled, more grounded, more tangibly present, more expanded, more heartfelt, more feeling of love, feeling loved, lovable, and loving. Take a few deep breaths. Start to come back to normal consciousness. And when you're ready, then open your eyes.